Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. You know, folks, you hear a lot about this being a jobless recovery. And the previous segment, I talked about what I consider to be a more deliberate type of recovery that I think it'll be. It won't be a fast recovery. It'll be a pretty deliberate, methodical type of recovery. And the fact that I think that's a good thing. One of the reasons why I think that's going to happen is because it's going to be a jobless recovery. And as you know, the economy's not going to pick up until people start getting hired back, until people have jobs, until people even the people who have jobs aren't worried about losing their jobs. There's still an awful lot of fear in the economy out there right now, in the marketplace right now. And so, and it just is. There just is. I mean, it's just no getting around it. And so, I heard someone yesterday call it the mother of all jobless recoveries. Well, here's why. And this is just the reality of it all. The good news is that the jobs picture is what the technicians call a lagging indicator, meaning the economy can get better ahead of the jobs news. And I believe that too. But here's the problem with here's how the jobs are going to recover. Businesses are experiencing a high degree of productivity in the face of high unemployment. And those are paradoxical terms, aren't they? Paradoxical facts. But that's what's going on. And it's because the economy's off, so there's not as much business. The people who have a job are very grateful for that job. They're putting a little extra effort into it. They're probably doing 1.5 jobs where they used to just do their job. Now they're doing their job maybe enough for half of another job. So that's increasing productivity. And so as long as productivity stays up, businesses aren't going to hire more people. Why would they? Why would I? Why would you? Until we get to the point where you're starting to hurt your organization. And that's what we all have to focus on. We all have to pay attention. I'm doing it in my company. I want you to do it in your company. Check your position with your people to make sure that this productivity you're getting out of them isn't creating a casualty list. And when I say casualty list, I'm talking about people who are unhappy, people who are hurting themselves emotionally, physically, mentally. Their families are stressing out over this. That's part of the casualty list. You could actually lose an employee, a key employee, over something like this. That's definitely part of the casualty list. I've been seeing that lately. I've seen people leave companies that the company was shocked that this key employee left, but they had created a casualty list. And that person was on it, and they left. They went to it, and they took another job. So don't create a casualty list. But in the jobless recovery, the first people we're going to hire back, we're going to let the people who had been diminished in hours, we're going to let them have their hours back. That doesn't put any new people to work. That only raises payroll. Then we're going to hire maybe part-time people, and that's good. But that's not like a full-time job. And then we're going to grow that into a full-time job. And then we're going to hire somebody brand new. And so that's the evolution of this. In the middle of all of that, there's also one more element. Instead of me hiring that part-time person, I may hire a contractor to do that job. And that'll be good because that'll create jobs for the contractor. That'll be a job creation thing. But regardless, that's going to be the methodical, slow process of jobs recovery in America. I believe what the guy said. I think it is going to be the mother of all jobless recoveries. But it is going to be a recovery. Jobs will return. But it could take it could even take 5 years, believe it or not. It could take 3 to 5 years for these jobs, for unemployment to get back down to, say, even 5%. And so as that happens, that means the economy is going to be slower to come back. And you and I have to be prepared for that. And that's when I keep coming back to this concept, folks. Your job over the next 3 years is not to run a sprint, not to kick too soon, but to think of yourself in a marathon. It's a marathon recovery. And if you think about it like that, you'll survive and you'll win the race. It's what I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Up after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.